When you think of shipwrecks and the Great Lakes, chances are, thanks to Gordon Lightfoot, the Edmund Fitzgerald is the first one to come to mind. But there are thousands of ships that have been swallowed up by the Great Lakes. Tony Gramer is a diver and an award-winning underwater photographer, and he knows of other famous ships that have been taken by the Great Lakes. He's presenting the story behind one of these wrecks at the 32nd Great Lakes Shipwreck Festival, happening this weekend at Washtenaw Community College. Tony Gramer joins us in the studio. Welcome to Stateside.
Thank you very much.
Well, you've been diving since 1977. What drew you to become such an expert and so involved with shipwrecks?
Well, actually, I started out after some injuries playing sports with my knees. I ended up starting diving in 1977. And Mike Nelson, the Sea Hunt.
Of course, Lloyd Bridges.
Absolutely. That got me involved.
For those who are not baby boomers, it was a hit show in the 60s, the early 60s, yes.
Absolutely. And one of the things that intrigues me about the shipwrecks, it's our history. When you go down, it's a time capsule. It captures everything from the past and the way they built the ships, the types of ships they are, if they're a schooner, or if they're a brig, if they're a freighter, a tugboat. It's just fascinating to dive back into history and to see those things underwater.
What is that like? Is you're down there and you're right. You're actually going to be talking at the festival about the Anna Dobbins that sunk in Saginaw Bay in 1886. What kind of thoughts are going through your mind as you're down there exploring?
Well, the first time that you dive a shipwreck, if you happen to find one, the first thing that you do is you kind of study. I take a lot of pictures, I do film now, video, as opposed to still photography. And I do research on the shipwrecks. I go downtown to the main library downtown, mm-hmm. do research, Bowling Green University. So you do all the research, and then you know what you're actually diving. Once you find it, you say, oh, yeah, this is a tug. This was Anna Dobbins. It was the fastest tug in the Great Lakes. It had 292 horsepower back in 1862. So it was the fastest tug. Normally, a tug would have roughly 50 horsepower. Mm. This one had 292 horsepower. And that's what actually caused it to sink, because it had too much horsepower, and the shaft broke and allowed water to come in while it was towing four ships.
Ooh, so she was almost too big and strong for her own good.
That's exactly right.
What is it, do you think, Tony, about shipwrecks, hearing the stories, that grabs the public? I mean, whether it's Titanic, which was an enormous, enormous hit, and certainly used James Cameron's exploration video very, very effectively, or the Edmund Fitzgerald. What is it about the shipwreck story that grabs us?
What grabs me is the history of the shipwreck. Give an example. A lot of the shipwrecks from the 18th century, a lot of the designs came from Europe. So it reminded me of the old pirate ships. Mm. And that really intrigues me, because, you know, people think gold, things like that, they're on these ships. Well, not so much gold, but the old artifacts, such as dishes and silverware and things like that, maybe some personal items from people, some shoes and items like that. When you look at all that stuff, that's our history. Mm-hmm. When you look back at, when you go to a museum, for instance, like Dawson's Museum downtown, mm-hmm. when you walk through there, you see all these old artifacts. Well, those artifacts came from somewhere. Well, they came from some of the shipwrecks here in the Great Lakes. There's like 10,000 shipwrecks in the Great Lakes, and only 3,500 of them have been located.
So there's plenty for an explorer.
So there's a lot out
into.
There, but it's like a needle in a haystack. We search for hours and hours and hours to try to find a shipwreck. We do a lot of research and try to find a shipwreck, and it's very challenging. It's just like Ballard when they found the Titanic. They did a lot of research to find a Titanic. It's the same thing here in the Great Lakes. One of the ones that the Edmund Fitzgerald, for instance, mm-hmm. we know approximately where it went down when it went down, but they actually had to search for it to find it.
Okay, because?
Well, there was 29 crewmen that died on that ship, and they wanted to find out why it went down, how it went down, and that's one of the things that we like to do when we find a shipwreck. We like to document it. And I have marine artist Bob McGreevy do a lot of my drawings for me. So he'll look at my video and take a look, and he'll actually do the drawings of it. And what we're trying to do is detail out the drawing and kind of have people look at it, and I can explain how the ship went down just by the way it lies down there on the bottom. well, you know what went down bow first, maybe listening towards the port side or something like that. So there's a lot of things that you can look at to identify a shipwreck.
Well, clearly it's a popular subject with the public because this is the 32nd Great Lakes Shipwreck Festival, and it's being put on by the Ford Seahorses Scuba Diving Club along with the Dawson Great Lakes Museum and the Detroit Historical Society, and it's happening this weekend at Washtenaw Community College. You can get details at shipwreckfestival.org, and we've been talking with one of the presenters, award-winning underwater photographer and master diver Tony Gramer. Thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you very much.